This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It's always easier to have friends than to have enemies. And when you have diverse people, well, let's make it practical. Let's take a classical example in the floods recently in Sutlejdal, in the Western Cape, and Fredendal. We went to the areas, you couldn't fly helicopters, the wind was too strong, the rain was too strong, the roads were cut off, boats couldn't move, and you couldn't get into the area where people were without food and water for almost 4 days. Together with the SAPS, the disaster management, municipality, pilots, gift of the givers teams, and eventually we called in the farmers and the community leaders. The farmers then took us to a road that a farm had connecting to Fredendal. And slowly we found a bridge that was submerged in water. The engineers came on site and said, "Are you willing to take the chance?" My driver said yes. So the driver said, "We'll stay on the side of the bridge. If you guys fall in, we'll take you out." And together in that kind of combination, we worked, and the first truck went across, the second truck went across, and with the community leaders, the municipality, disaster management, SAPS, all of us together, we managed to deliver food, bottled water, hygiene packs, and support to people who were cut off from the rest of the country at that period of time. So yes, it was far better working together. The critical component is not to have ego. When people don't have ego, they don't worry who gets the credit, and they do it in the interest of fellow human beings. There's much you can achieve in the country and outside. We've been to crisis situations all over the world. What's striking is the people who have been affected by the crisis. In most cases, they were in a disaster before the disaster hit. The disaster was a blessing. It amplified the people's resistance, their resilience, and the challenges they were having. Let's take some examples. When we got to Niger, it was a famine, August 2005. The drought destroyed the crops. What was left, the locusts came and ate everything up. When we got there with our primary healthcare teams and with food, the governor met us, because the important thing, again, as I mentioned, is no ego. When you go in there, you don't think that you're some kind of great lord that has come from another country. You can't say, "I studied in UCT and WITS and UKZN and Victoria and Free State," especially when you're medical guys. You come here and you tell the government, "We are brothers. We're from Africa. We've come to work with you. Do you need us? How do you need us? How do we fit into your system? We are not here to change the system." When that happens, the governor met us, the mayor met us, the police met us, the district people met us, the nurses met us. They beat the drum, the old system, because people didn't know there's a foreign team here. So the people come in their thousands. We realize 7 or 8 of us can't see all these patients. So we triage. We walk through the crowd. Remember, it's famine. It's malnutrition, it's disease, it's hunger. We look at the patients, we tell the mother, because we don't speak the language. So it's the language of the heart. You point to the baby, you tell the mother, "You can go." The mother understands the language of the heart and walks out. Something else happens. No adult males come, no teenagers come, no big kids come, and the mother don't ask for help for themselves. I couldn't understand that. And I couldn't understand when I did this and told them go, they started smiling. After a few minutes, they all started doing it. And I'm trying to figure out, in famine, why are these people doing this when there's no doctor? That night, we have a session every night, a briefing session. Tula Cesare Simelane, who was with SABC Radio at that time, he's with ENCA now, came and he said, because they go into the areas. He puts his hand up first, he says, "I want to say something." He said, "I went to the villages here in Tilaberi and found that 3 to 5 children were dying a day." I said, "Stop, I have the answer." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Adult males didn't come, mothers didn't take treatment, teenagers didn't come, and big kids didn't come because they knew we had limited resources. So they were prepared to sacrifice themselves so the other kids that were really ill could benefit, so they don't become part of the statistics of death." And when they walked out of the queue, it was the same reason. Their kids were sick, but they were not as sick as other children. But the crucial point to remember is there is no guarantee another medical team is coming in 10 days' time. There's no guarantee food is coming in 10 days' time. So the chances are that in 10 days' time, their child is going to be sick as the very critical child now. But they made the supreme sacrifice. That's the Ubuntu spirit of the people of Africa. When we gave out the food, there was far more people than we had food. So we split the food parcel into 3 ways: rice, maize, sugar and other things, and we spread them out. When it was finished, there was no riot. There was no complaint. They just put the head down and they slowly, they walked out with absolute discipline and dignity. And then those who have received, and you may remember they already shared now. They said, come my brothers and sisters, bring a cup, bring a bowl, we'll put for you. And in that hardship situation, they shared. That's a message to people who are well-meaning, who have earned well, who have support, who have infrastructure, who have equipment, who have money. It's important in life to share. Because the blessings that come from that, you cannot put a price to it. We have a special word for that in Arabic. In Islamic teaching, it's called barakah. Barakah is an Islamic word meaning that whatever you give, the blessing multiplies tenfold to 700-fold. It comes back in a huge way. It's bounties upon bounties without measure. You can't feel it. You can't see it. It's not tangible. But it impacts in your life, having good children, having a happy marriage. Income comes from somewhere. Food comes, good health, blessings. Difficulties come, yes, you'll be tested, but they always overcome because of barakah. My spiritual teacher who gave me the instruction to form Gift of the Givers. Remember, I didn't get up one morning and say to myself, I'm going to form an organization. Never happened like that. It's totally spiritual, a spiritual instruction from a person several thousand kilometers away in Istanbul. It's a long story how I even met him. By coincidence, in the spiritual world, there is no coincidence. He told me, my son, mankind is one single nation. The God of all mankind is one. We just know him by different names. Any person, imam, sheikh, priest, pandit, rabbi, who promotes violence, extremism, discord, conflict, confrontation, is not a man of God. Don't follow him. Anyone who preaches love, kindness, compassion, and mercy is a man of God. Follow him and always look after the dignity of people. We don't look at race, serve people unconditionally. Don't look at race, religion, color, class, political affiliation, or geographical location. You serve everybody unconditionally, expect nothing in return. We've applied that. I'm doing this work for 33 years. And wherever we go, when you do that unconditionally, you win over hearts. When we went to a place called Hafun, affected by the tsunami of 2004, all the people came in the queue. And you know what? They were all not sick. But all they wanted was reassurance. Then the medical team came because they haven't seen doctors. And you ask them, what's your problem? I had a headache 6 months ago. I had stomachache a year ago. And all they want is somebody to talk to them gently. So you touch them gently, you listen to them, you empathize with them, you show compassion to them, you give them a listening ear, and you talk to them in a loving way. 60 to 70% of the disease is gone. They heal just by a compassionate approach.